A ride on the New York City subway often means making a decision about whether to dig into your wallet for someone standing in front of you who asks for help. Some New Yorkers have rules they stick to. Others follow their instincts. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez talked to strap hangers and panhandlers to find out about these fleeting exchanges between strangers.
On a nearly empty F train, hours after the morning rush, a handful of people were sitting spread out, immersed in magazines, iPods, and their own thoughts. A sad song filled the train car. Afrodita Kichu is a Romanian immigrant. She's one among hundreds of panhandlers and peddlers that rely on generous strap hangers to get by.
This song is for my family.
Kichu says she makes between $50 and $60 a day. As long as it's not aggressive, panhandling on the street is permitted, but not so underground, where there's a captive audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, soliciting money in the subway is illegal. We ask you not to give. Please help us.
The MTA says the rule is necessary to maintain order on the subways. Albert Engel from Congo doesn't give, but not because of the announcement.
I give to foundations and organizations, but I don't give to individuals. I just don't trust it. For all I know, they could have money, they couldn't have money, they could get a job, they could get assistance.
Kenny Chevereau from Russia thinks he can tell when a person is in need. When a dark-haired woman carrying a toddler through an F train asked for help, he dug into his pocket and handed her money. He had no doubt she was needy. Why else, he reasoned, would she be panhandling?
I don't think if she carried a child, it's probably not a good time, you know, in the life.
Despite the MTA rule, several social service providers say whether to give to panhandlers should be a personal decision, and there is no right or wrong. Joel Berg runs the New York City Coalition Against Hunger. He says he gets the question a lot.
I would say definitively, if it's a supposed organization asking for money, that is illegal, and that is almost always a scam. But individual people asking for money, it's really up to your conscience in each situation.
Raj Sundaram's conscience was telling him to give to a legless man in a wheelchair, shaking a tin can and deftly maneuvering his way through an E-train on a recent weekday afternoon.
But I follow my intuition. I see some people who, they look strong, they look healthy, and I don't have the inclination. And I see somebody with a critical medical condition, obviously I'm very inclined.
Sundaram, an American Airlines flight attendant from Singapore, was on his way to JFK. The man he gave his money to is a panhandler from the Bronx. His name is Jose, and he is very aware that credibility is everything. He follows certain rules, like always keep yourself well-groomed and forego any speeches. They leave you too vulnerable to criticism.
You know, if I say something, they might ridicule me, so I don't like to say anything. I mean, if they ask me, I don't mind telling them that I was born this way.
He had his legs amputated at age 3 because of a bone disease. Jose says he started panhandling at age 13. Now 48, he says he only does it when his disability check runs out and he needs some extra cash to buy food or pay for his cell phone. He didn't want to give his full name because he says he's not exactly proud of what he's doing.
It's embarrassing sometimes. I've seen fellow co-workers that I've been working with and everything. I can't say I'm not embarrassed, but then again, I shouldn't be. I'm unemployed right now.
Jose says he worked for several years taking complaints about school buses for the Department of Education, but lost the job a few years ago. The Education Department confirmed his employment. Prior to that, he says he spent 3 years in prison in the late 90s for selling crack.
But I learned my lesson. I gotta stick to this.
Several strap hangers disobeyed the MTA and made the decision to give to Jose. After about 2 hours, he collected nearly $100. He says he doesn't like to wear out the generosity of strangers and decided to call it a day. People do get sick of seeing you, he says. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.